Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that we are at home in this family. And we were all made in this family, predestined in this family. And it's the true home we have, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in the sight of God, in love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 11, verse 27. My Father has given me everything, and He is the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father so they can know Him too.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful and profound? And that's exactly what we see when we look at Jesus. We see that he's his own words. He's not ashamed to call us brethren, brothers and sisters, family, because we are all of one source. So God, the Father, the creator of mankind, and also the creator that had the whole man and the whole world in mind, everything comes from him. And then specifically the role model we have and the rock from which we were honed was Jesus. Come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And we can see that in Ephesians 1:4, we predestined in Christ. So picture of the Son was the picture in the heart of God, our godly family, to have more children, brothers and sisters, family. So it's so wonderful. I love Psalm 22, and it starts there where Jesus is now being separated from the Father, from the family, so he can pay the price, and he calls out like all mankind was called out because of the fall. My God, why'd you forsake me? But then it goes and it paints a beautiful picture that he's, when he came for us. Who will I send? And then Jesus said, here I am. And then he came for us. And he was cast upon the Father from the beginning. So from the beginning, he was being led by the Spirit from baby to young man to father. And then he had to now pay the price to bring mankind back. That's why there is no other way to be saved. Jesus is the role model, the picture of perfection that the Godhead has for each and every one of us. And then he's the one that paid the price, died for us, so we can live, we can come back home. And then Psalm 22, verse 21, 22, you see him call out, look for answers, and then God came through for him. And in coming through for him, he's come through for all mankind. And so once we're born again, then Jesus is there to keep us, to lead us. He's the counselor, our Lord, our shepherd, so we can play our part. We can be at home in the Godhead, and we can play our part in staying in close communion, rejoicing, being thankful, and fellowshipping, talking to God at all times, so as to fulfill our God-given purpose. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. You are, and not the low class, the middle class, or the upper class. You're the God class. You were made by God for purpose. Abide in him as he abides in you, and then that way you bear much fruit. Amen.
Amen.